If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
This is Optimal Health Daily, episode 2338. One Change. Mindful Eating. By Danielle Omar of foodconfidence.com. And I'm your host and narrator, Dr. Neil. Happy middle of the week Wednesday, and welcome back to Optimal Health Daily, where I read some of the best health and fitness blogs to you, always with a bit of my commentary at the end. Now, every Wednesday, I like to share an inspirational quote with you. And today's is perfect for what we've been discussing this week. Here we go. Quote, "If you want a six-pack, nothing you can do today will get you a six-pack tomorrow. It doesn't work that way. The only thing that works is doing the right things over and over again." Ben Bergeron. All right, and with that, let's get right to it and start optimizing your life. One Change, Mindful Eating by Danielle Omar of foodconfidence.com. When it comes to losing weight, you know that what you eat is important, but how you eat is important too. And if most of your meals are eaten without much thought or attention, you might be a distracted eater. Distracted eating looks different for everyone. It can mean you're eating while watching TV or scrolling through social media, dining in the car, eating standing over the sink, or while you're walking to the office. Over time, this type of distracted eating can lead to weight gain and result in a very disconnected relationship with food. Being mindful and present while you're eating can benefit both the body and the mind. It allows you to listen to your hunger and fullness cues and more fully appreciate the eating experience. And because eating while distracted is likely a practiced habit, it can be harder to stop than it sounds. But there is something you can do about it. Creating a mindful eating practice can help you stop distracted eating, prevent overeating, and get you more in touch with the food on your plate. What is mindful eating? Eating mindfully basically means that your focus of attention while eating is actually on the eating experience. And by that I mean, what's happening on your plate, in your mouth, and in your body. It means limiting the distractions we discussed and focusing instead on what your food looks like, smells like, and how it tastes. It's about noticing the color and flavor and texture of your food, and also how it feels in your body while you're eating it. Another aspect of mindful eating is to eat without judgment or criticism of yourself or the food. It's about paying attention to where your mind goes while you're eating and then bringing yourself back. Have you ever paid attention to the thoughts and feelings that come up while you're eating? Do you feel a sense of anxiety or boredom when eating certain foods? Do you like or dislike the way some food feels in your body? Do you get annoyed when you try to be more aware of how much or how little you're eating? Do you want to pull away from the present moment and just check out? Do you have the urge to grab a book or your phone, to turn on the TV, or to call someone? If so, start becoming aware of these thoughts. Practice allowing these feelings to come and go without judgment. This mindfulness while eating is an excellent way to uncover specific eating behaviors that may be causing you to overeat or that are preventing you from truly enjoying your food. If you're new to mindful eating, here are three simple strategies to get you started. 1. Be present while preparing your food. Instead of looking at food prep as a chore on your to-do list, try to enjoy the process. See if you can enjoy chopping those veggies. Use this time alone to be present and reset yourself, and to bond with the process of preparing your food from an aligned mindset. 2. Just eat when you're eating. When it comes time to eat, don't break out your cell phone or turn on the TV. Practice eating without these distractions and allow yourself to notice and enjoy all aspects of the eating experience. And 3, actually chew your food. Taking the time to chew your food thoroughly will encourage you to eat more slowly, which can improve your digestion, help you eat less food, and improve your overall eating experience. It also forces you to focus on your food. Benefits of eating mindfully. Engaging in mindful eating comes with a ton of benefits, like 1, it helps with digestion and absorption. Taking the time to chew your food slowly and thoroughly will allow your body to break down the food more thoroughly and increase nutrient absorption. 2, it prevents overeating. People eat for all types of reasons that have nothing to do with hunger. Boredom is one of the biggest reasons we tend to overeat. Practicing mindful eating can help you to notice what you're eating, how much, and why. 3, it enhances body awareness. Becoming a mindful eater will not only help you become more aware of your hunger cues, but it will also create more body awareness as you begin to pay more attention to how your body feels before, during, and after meals. And 4, it enhances enjoyment of eating. Taking the time to actually sit down and be present with your meal will increase your overall enjoyment of food as you learn to savor different flavors, textures, and smells that each meal provides. You just listened to the post titled, One Change, Mindful Eating by Danielle Omar of foodconfidence.com. We're driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/health. Just go to Indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Dr. Neil here for my commentary. Some renowned nutrition researchers have some strong opinions about how important mindful eating can be. Dr. Walter Willett from the Harvard School of Public Health once said that in the U.S., we tend to eat very quickly. So quickly, in fact, he described our eating pattern as running up to a trough, finishing our meals in under 15 minutes, and then running away. Dr. Dean Ornish, one of the founders of the mindful eating movement, once said, "How we eat is as important as what we eat." This is because, just as today's author mentioned, there are lots of health benefits to eating more mindfully. For me, I really have to work on this. I tend to eat in a way that Dr. Walter Willett described, running up to my food, eating it quickly, and then running away from it. I forget to chew my food and don't really enjoy the sights, sounds, smells, and tastes. This is something I really have to work on. So if this sounds like you too, I get it. So let's commit to becoming more mindful eaters together. All right, that'll do it for today. I hope you have a great rest of your day, and I'll see you, of course, back here on tomorrow's show where your optimal life awaits.